This is Fresh Air. Tenor and soprano saxophonist Billy Pierce first made a name for himself as part of drummer Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers in the early 80s. And more recently, he's been part of drummer Tony Williams' quintet. On his new CD, Pierce has teamed up with a couple of veteran musicians to play some jazz standards. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it sounds a little bit different from the usual modern bop date.
Pierce breaks out of the same old bebop rut on his new album, not by adding a little something extra, but by taking something away. His band is just saxophone, piano, and drums. There's no bass player. This particular trio format is unusual, but not unprecedented. Tenor saxophonist Bud Freeman had a group like it in 1938, and Lester Young led an excellent trio in 1945 with Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich on drums. In 1962, pianist Cecil Taylor put together a very different trio with saxophonist Jimmy Lyons and drummer Sonny Murray. There have been a few other sax, piano, and drum trios, too. Obviously, there's a lot of room for diversity within that seemingly limited format. The thing I find most interesting about such trios is what the players do, or don't do, to compensate for the absence of a bass. On Billy Pierce's new album, which is called Equilateral on the Sunnyside label, the musicians sometimes play the same way they would if there were a bass. Here's their take on Sonny Stitt's bebop line, The Eternal Triangle. Pierce's rhythm players usually alter their approaches to fill the vacuum. His comrades are two distinguished veterans, pianist Hank Jones and drummer Roy Haynes. Both are closely associated with modern bebop, but in this setting, their playing tends to be more conservative than usual. The drummer marks off the beat more explicitly than he might with a bass player along, and the pianist fills in bass runs with his left hand. Those are tactics bebop musicians got away from almost 50 years ago. Reintroducing them gives this session a pleasantly archaic tinge. On Harold Arlen's Come Rain or Come Shine, Hank Jones edges towards Fats Waller-style stride piano. On Arthur Schwartz's tune, Alone Together, the trio mixes periods even more dramatically. Pianist Hank Jones again slides in and out of old-timey left-hand bass lines, and Roy Haynes raps out a steady shuffle rhythm with his brushes. But Pierce's soprano sax shows the influence of modernist John Coltrane. The remarkable thing about this music is that it doesn't sound contrived or incongruous. At a time when musicians are often accused of being too eclectic or backward-looking, this trio retraces aspects of jazz history in a fresh and unpretentious way.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed the new CD Equilateral by Billy Pierce on the Sunnyside label. This is Fresh Air.